Teamsters Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The federal government has passed a two-day stopgap bill as a year-end deal for a COVID-19 relief bill remains elusive.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke on the phone Friday afternoon, but neither side reported any significant progress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he's not going to allow a stopgap funding measure to pass Friday unless leaders give him a more detailed briefing about the $900 billion relief package that is close to being finalized. At the same time, Democrats are warning that a late push by Republicans to add language to the deal to shut down the credit lending facilities of the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve is putting a deal at risk. Bernie Benton in Washington.
So when will you be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot? Correspondent Rita Foley reports NBC's Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci that very question.
The Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The normal man and woman in the street who has no underlying condition. That likely will be somewhere March-ish. I said March, April, February, March. It's going to be a close call on that.
The light at the end of the tunnel, he says, is going to get brighter and brighter. But he reminds us.
We still are in a serious situation, which tells us that as we are proceeding with the rollout of the vaccine, we absolutely have to adhere to the public health measures that we're talking about all the time.
Like wearing a mask and keeping your distance. I'm Rita Foley.
United Airlines says it has given information about other passengers to federal health officials after a man who possibly had coronavirus-like symptoms died shortly after being on a flight. Airline spokesman Charles Hobart said Friday that United has sent the CDC information so health officials can let other passengers know they may have been exposed to an unspecified disease. United Flight 591 was on its way from Orlando, Florida to Los Angeles when it was diverted to New Orleans on Monday night. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 124 points. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Jordan Barson, the 45-year-old truck driver accused of DUI, which killed five bicyclists near a searchlight last week, had more than nine times the amount of methamphetamine in his system to be legally considered impaired. The arrest warrant indicated Barson had 948.7 nanograms of methamphetamine per milliliter of blood in his system, where a driver would be considered illegally impaired by 100 nanograms per milliliter. He's being jailed in Mojave County, Arizona, awaiting extradition to Nevada. Meanwhile, Nevada has run out of money to pay unemployment benefits, but those eligible to get checks will still get paid. The Silver State is joining 22 other states in asking the federal government for advances to pay the unemployment claims. Through the first week of December, Nevada has had more than 783,000 new jobless claims filed, more than 761,000 of those filed since mid-March when the COVID-19 pandemic began. Well, the long dry spell is over. After 240 days of no rain, McCarran Airport finally recorded 0.04 inches of rain yesterday, breaking the rainless streak, which began April 20th, 240 days. The previous record was set in 1959, 150
days. The KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Cruiser on location at a couple of crashes right now. U.S. 95 northbound, that's before Las Vegas Boulevard. The center and right lanes affected there. 15 southbound at Washington. The right lane is blocked in that incident. And you'll tap the brakes. 215 westbound at Eastern.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I'm not sure how many of you drive by our station on Las Vegas Boulevard in the back parking lot right behind the McDonald's, and but it's been a weird thing that I've noticed. You know, coming into work, sometimes I'll come into work and I'll see a gentleman, Jim Dallas, out in the back parking lot doing a rain dance. And finally, you were rewarded yesterday with the first measurable precipitation at McCarran, which is right down the street, in 240 days. Was that 240 days?
240 days. That's the new record. And, well, even though it's a desert here, we know it's dry, but I've lived here for 20-plus years, and what I've noticed is at least, even if there's no measurable rain, there's still some precipitation falling somewhere in the valley with just enough rain, which it'll grab onto the dust particles, and then 100 drops will fall on your car, and then all of a sudden you have mud all over your car.
And you go, how did that happen in a desert?
Right. This year, that hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because there are... hasn't been much precipitation at all.
No, I mean it's not. You've lived here for 20 years, So whatever happened to the monsoon seasons?
Yeah, that's supposed to be late July and early August. And this year it didn't happen. And again, that is very unusual. Again, I moved here in the late 90s. And certainly this has been very different the past year or two than the previous 20-some.
Wow. That's Gentleman Jim Dallas, by the way. You'll be talking with him when you call in, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things that I want to get to here in just a little bit, I know for many of you, today is getaway day. This is your last day working. You're going to take next week off. You're going to take Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off, Thursday and Friday. For instance, we'll be on a best of on Thursday and Friday. And I'll just tell you, I think a lot of people have been thinking long and hard. I was talking with a family at one of my local watering holes, and we were talking about, the pros and cons of traveling, going home for Christmas, seeing the grandma and grandpa, seeing the kids if you got grandkids. Imagine going an entire year and not seeing your grandkids. That to me would be very painful. I'm not to that point yet with grandkids, but I will say this. I think a lot of people have thought long and hard about this. I want to find out if you're going to go against Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, CNN, Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Mark Siegel, and all these people that say that essentially traveling during the holidays is not good for you, not good for your family, not good for grandma and grandpa. We went through this whole thing at Thanksgiving, and most of us, survived quite nicely. My question to you, and I'll open our phone lines right now, at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, are you willing to take the risk? You know what the situation is. You know that for most people under the age of 70, your chances of surviving the COVID-19 virus is like 99.9%. Those are pretty good odds. You take those odds down to the strip, and you'll end up a millionaire. But I want to ask you the question, are you willing to take that risk? Let me know. And we're going to spend the better part of this hour talking about how you're going to spend your Christmas holiday. And by the way, if you do choose to drive or travel, be careful out there. I mean, I was thinking about those 5 bicycle folks that lost their lives. 4 were injured. And I'll tell you what, to the box truck driver who had 9 times the legal limit of amphetamines in his system, methamphetamine, 9 times. There is a special place in hell for somebody like that. I'll just tell you, there's a special place in hell for somebody like that that would take those innocent lives in that way, and to be 9 times the legal limit on methamphetamines. That's hard to live with, and I hope if indeed he is convicted, that they lock him up and throw away the key. That's because those families, those 5 families, will never, ever be the same. I want you to help me out. Now, those of you that are just getting out of work, would you do me a favor? Would you make a quick trip over to Albertsons or Smith's or maybe a convenience store and pick up some non-perishable food items? Because the folks at Toyota of Las Vegas on East Sahara at Boulder Highway, it's the final day, final late afternoon and evening of our Stuff the Truck food drive. It's the 6th annual. And this is such a cool thing. And I'm just sorry I wasn't able to be a part of the first 5. But the fact is that this is amazing. And all they're asking you to do is drop off any non-perishable food item at Toyota of Las Vegas on East Sahara at Boulder Highway, help stuff the truck. Today's the last day as we, seek to help food insecure seniors that Helping Hands of Las Vegas Valley are helping out, and they've been doing this for weeks now. This is so important. I hope it would be worth a trip to Smith's or Albertson's and just pick up a bag full of stuff and then bring it on out. Toyota of Las Vegas, East Sahara at Boulder Highway, and today is the last day. Do something nice for some needy seniors on this Christmas holiday. It's really important. We were talking about vaccines and the fact that a lot of, and by the way, we'll get to your calls coming up in just a bit. I got to take a break, but we'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Are you going to go against the pleadings of Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and others who are saying stay home, don't go visit the kids? And if you're willing to risk it, what is your thought process? And I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm staying home. I may be hanging out with friends, or I may be alone. I don't know. But and it would be the first time in a long time that I've spent Christmas all by myself. I don't know what that would be like. But I mean, this whole coronavirus thing is a bunch of firsts. I mean, it really, honestly, is. And I don't know what this is going to feel like. But the one thing I do know is that many of you, and I can see it on the news when they show you all the shots of McCarran and all the people that are standing in line at security and TSA and all of that. I will tell you this. I know a lot of you are going to be traveling, and I'm not going to play the blame game, because I think people should have that opportunity to do what it is they want to do. They can weigh the risks. Are you traveling with small children? Are you going to see grandma and grandpa? Whatever the case may be, you are a grown-up. And you have the right to essentially make those decisions. King Sisolak can't do that for you. He can suggest, he can implore, he can say, oh, the numbers are going up and the ICUs are filling up and blah, 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 blah. He can do that forever. But he can't keep you off that airplane. Or he can't keep you from jumping in your car and driving to your relatives in Utah or in SoCal. Yeah, he can't do that. At least not yet. At least not yet. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, want to remind you, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. They are so cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose
your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry.
So good to have you with us a week ahead of Christmas. I want to remind you this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus. For a limited time only, take 20% off your order. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Call Bye Bye Fungus. Here's the number, 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Or visit byebyefungus.com. Use the promo code WALL. That's the discount code WALL, W-A-L-L. I want to take you back to Washington. Washington has kicked the can down the road till next Tuesday, the 20th. And one of the things that they're trying to do is get this coronavirus stimulus bill. But there are some Republicans, who are saying this thing is too rich. It's going to increase the debt. One of those is Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. I want you to hear a portion of his floor speech earlier this afternoon.
I ask, well, how is that money spent? Did it really
Was it really spent on essentials? Was this money really needed? Was there any hope of actually that money being stimulative to our economy? Well, we have one study from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. They issued it on October 13th of 2020. What they did is, they, since 2013, they've been sending out an internet national survey to 1,300 households called the Survey of Consumer Expectations. And with COVID, they decided to send out two special surveys, one in June and one in August. And here's what those survey results said. Of the $2,400 per household in the June survey, 18% of that $275 billion was spent on essential items. 8% was spent on non-essential. 3% on donations. For a total of 29% spent is what they call the marginal propensity consumed. 29%. The other 71%, equally divided, 36% of that was saved. So our savings, so our nation's savings rate has increased, and 35% went to pay off debt, right? Credit card debt. They also asked the same question of what happened to the unemployment payments. Very similar results. 24% of those unemployment payments, the plus up to $600 per week to state unemployment benefits, 24% was spent on essential consumption, 4% on non-essential, 1% on donations. For again, the same percent, 29% was the marginal propensity to consume from the unemployment payments, 71% for savings and for debt repayment. Now, they also looked ahead, assuming that we're going to do another round of stimulus checks. This time they asked their respondents, how would you spend $1,500 if you got a check? This time the respondents said they'd spend about 14% on essential consumption, 7% on non-essential, 3% on donations, for a total of 24% would be the marginal propensity consumed, 24%. 76%, again, on savings and debt repayment. So I don't think you can take a look at these direct payments to individuals as stimulative. Obviously, 18 to 24% is spent on essential items. We ought to figure out how to provide that money so that people can spend it on essentials. Again, that's only 18 to 24%.
That's Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is a senator from Wisconsin. He is a Republican, and he's making the case against direct payments, or at least not the $1,200 payments. The last I heard, it was down to about $600. Again, this thing is fluid. It is changing every hour on the hour, and it's really I'll be honest with you. I want the full Monty. No, I do. I want every American to get $1,200 and go if you want to save it, then save it. If you want to draw down your credit cards, I did that. No, I'm going to be honest with you. I was maxed out on my credit cards for a while during the coronavirus pandemic, and I'm going to tell you, I am right now virtually debt free. Not because of the $1,200, but just because I've been a little more vigilant and all of that. Anyway, we'll see what you think. I happen to believe that that we will all be better off with money in our pockets. There are families that need $1,200, $600, $700, doesn't matter. They need the money. There are people that are out of work. We're going to get to your calls coming up on the other side. I promise you, I've been a little bit lax, but I wanted you to hear Ron Johnson and his rationale for why we should be careful when we start doling out, you know, billions and trillions of dollars in direct payments to Americans. I think all of us should get something out of this. The unemployed should get something out of this. Small businesses should get something out of this. But even people like you and me should get something out of this. The whole notion of who should benefit from this stimulus package. If it's trying to stimulate the economy and it's going to put money in the hands of people, it's fine. What Ron Johnson is saying is only 18 to 20.